Introduction. From Hooked to Indistractable. There's a certain yellow book you'll find on the shelves of most major tech companies. I've seen it at Facebook, Google, PayPal, and Slack. It's given out at tech conferences and company training events. A friend working at Microsoft told me the CEO, Satya Nadella, held up a copy and recommended it to all of the company's employees. The book, Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products, was a Wall Street Journal bestseller and, at the time of this writing, still ranks as the number one book in the products category on Amazon. It's a cookbook of sorts. The book contains a recipe for human behavior, your behavior. These tech companies know that in order to make money, they need to keep us coming back. Their business models depend on it. I know this because I've spent the past decade researching the hidden psychology that some of the most successful companies in the world use to make their products so captivating. For years, I taught future executives at both the Stanford Graduate School of Business and at the Hasso Plattner Institute of Design. In writing Hooked, my hope was that startups and socially concerned companies would use this knowledge to design new ways of helping people build better habits. Why should the tech giants keep these secrets to themselves? Shouldn't we use the same psychology that makes video games and social media so engaging to design products to help people live better lives? Since Hooked was published, thousands of companies have used the book to empower their users to build helpful and healthy habits. Fitbod is a fitness app that helps people build better exercise routines. Bite Food seeks to change people's eating habits with internet-connected pantries that offer locally made fresh meals. Kahoot! Builds software to make classroom learning more engaging and fun. In fact, I love the way Kahoot! And Bite Foods use my book so much that I decided to invest in both companies. We want our products to be user-friendly, easy to navigate, and yes, even habit-forming. Companies making their products more engaging isn't necessarily a problem, it's progress. But of course, there's a dark side. As philosopher Paul Virilio wrote, "When you invent the ship, you also invent the shipwreck." In the case of user-friendly products and services, what makes some products so engaging and easy to use can also make them distracting. For many people, these distractions can get out of hand, leaving us with a feeling that our decisions are not our own. The fact is, in this day and age, if you are not equipped to manage distraction, your brain will be manipulated by time-wasting diversions. In the next few minutes, I'll reveal my own struggle with distraction and how I, ironically, got hooked. But I'll also share how I overcame my struggle and explain why we are much more powerful than any of the tech giants. As an industry insider, I know their Achilles heel, and soon you will too. The good news is that we have the unique ability to adapt to such threats. We can take steps right now to retrain and regain our brains. To be blunt, what other choice do we have? We don't have time to wait for regulators to do something. And if you hold your breath waiting for corporations to make their products less distracting, well, you're going to suffocate. In the future, there will be two kinds of people in the world: those who let their attention and lives be controlled and coerced by others, and those who proudly call themselves indistractable. By listening to this audiobook, you've taken the first step towards owning your time and your future. But you're just getting started. For years, you've been conditioned to expect instant gratification. Think of finishing this audiobook as a personal challenge to liberate your mind. The antidote to impulsiveness is forethought. Planning ahead ensures you will follow through. With the techniques in this book, you'll learn exactly what to do from this day forth to control your attention and choose your life.